Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I shouldn't be surprised by anything anymore, but I guess I continually am. I don't know. I just the bar just keeps getting lower for humanity as a group, especially when you're talking about someone in a place of power, say, a judge that should be paying attention to a trial. You know, you expect a boring court procession to maybe have a teenager sitting there on their phone texting and not really giving a shit. But the judge.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's Lincoln County District Judge Tracy Soderstrom allegedly exchanged over 500 text messages with a bailiff during a murder trial mocking trial participants. So if you're wondering.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
500 messages with a coworker. You and I text occasionally. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple friends that I text with a lot. Dave, my former morning partner, we text a lot.
Sure.
I'm not sure it even rises to that level.
500, maybe in the course of a year.
Maybe.
Or something.
Maybe.
But in the course of a trial, it's almost like she was doing play-by-play with the bailiff. And you can't do that. You are the judge, no matter how crazy and ridiculous the people that enter your courtroom are. And I'm sure there's a shitload of them. You still got to play your role. You can't lower yourself to their level, as parents, you know, would always say. Don't lower yourself to their level. And it's true. You don't want to do that. But the judge should probably know this. According to a petition filed on Tuesday, these controversial texts were exchanged with a bailiff in which Judge Soderstrom openly mocked trial participants, including attorneys, jurors, and witnesses. The exchanges displayed a palpable bias against state prosecutors while showing a clear inclination towards the defendant. She was also cited complimenting the defense attorney on numerous occasions. The allegations came in light following a thorough investigation into Judge Soderstrom's phone usage by the Council on Judicial Complaints. While Soderstrom's attorney has yet to provide a comment to any news outlet, including CNN, the details within the petition raise significant concern about the impartiality of the judge's judicial process in this particular trial. Presiding over a first-degree murder trial? Yes, this is a big one. Soderstrom saw the defendant being pronounced guilty of a lesser charge, second-degree manslaughter. The verdict led to a sentence of 4 years, equivalent to the time the defendant already served, ensuring no further jail time. Conversely, a co-defendant in the case charged with enabling child abuse received a harsher 25-year prison sentence after accepting a plea deal. Several texts have been highlighted to emphasize the alleged misconduct. In one exchange, Soderstrom remarked about the district attorney sweating through his coat. In another text, she oddly inquired about the prosecutor's hand size, questioning, why does he have baby hands?
Oh, God.
They are so weird looking. Also noted by Chief Justice M. John Kane, the fourth. Her apparent admiration for the defense attorney also shown through in the messages, saying, she's awesome. She texted the bailiff during one of the defense attorney's addresses to the jury, even considering aloud, or rather in text, whether she could clap for her. Among the myriad of messages, other comments ranged from calling a police officer pretty to declaring a video as boring and even speculating on a juror's possible wig. One particularly alarming message hinted at her preconceived notion about the trial's outcome. She stated that there would be no way they get guilty on murder because of a perceived lack of DNA evidence. Following the trial's conclusion, the district attorney's office was alerted by a sheriff's deputy about Soderstrom's continuous phone usage. The evidence was irrefutable. A 51-minute video clip from a courtroom camera showcased her extensive phone engagement. The Council on Judicial Complaints, after an in-person hearing with Judge Soderstrom, deemed her texts as severe breaches of the Code of Judicial Conduct. While confronting her about her phone usage during the trial, Soderstrom merely remarked that she was texting about things that were probably could have waited, brushing off the gravity of her actions by saying, it was like, oh, that's funny, move on. She even sounds like wow. She's about 14. It wasn't just these text messages that put her in hot water. The petition also highlighted several other instances of Soderstrom's inappropriate behavior, both inside the courtroom and on her social media platforms. One notable instance was during her hearing when she reportedly used profanities 3 times within the initial 6 minutes of her testimony. The case against... Go ahead.
No, I'm laughing. Keep going. I'll join in okay. In a few seconds.
The case against Judge Tracy Soderstrom is now slated for January 3rd of 2024. She had assumed her role on the bench on the 23rd Judicial District of Oklahoma just earlier this year in January of 2023. So she got the job, and I wonder if she'll keep it. With the integrity of the justice system hanging in the balance here and her integrity, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens come January 3rd. I don't know. Someone like this, I kind of put these people into the headlight window or windshield washer category. And what I mean by that is you are not going to convince someone to turn on their headlights or their windshield wipers, no matter how many times you say it to them or flash your brights at them in the middle of a rainstorm. If they're not going to do it, if they're dumb enough not to do it, you're not going to convince them. And yep. It's kind of a radioism, because that's what we got the whole time. Anytime it rained every day, it would be, tell people to turn their headlights on. Tell people to turn their windshield wipers on. It's like, if the radio has to be the one, if the radio has to be the one doing that, there's no hope for that person. It's just what it is. That's kind of how I feel about someone like this. If you at some point in your judicial career, you got all the way to being a judge and you didn't realize that you can't do this sort of thing, there's not a lot of hope for you.
No, there isn't. And I've had some exposure. Well, first of all, somebody in my family is an attorney. So I'm around it. Doesn't mean that I am one. I don't pretend to ever be one, but I know how serious the profession is mm-hmm. and how seriously they should and do take themselves. And I was just in a courtroom, what was that, 3 weeks ago for jury duty. I didn't serve. I got booted right away. But I interacted with the judge several times, and he was extremely professional. His language was professional, his demeanor, everything was very straightforward. And when I came home and I told my spouse who the judge was, he nodded because he knew who he was. And you have to be professional, and you're professional during 8 to 5, when you're sitting on the bench, when you're sitting in a courtroom. It doesn't matter what you do at the bar at 5:01. Well, I mean, it does, but what you do in that courtroom, it matters. And she had to have known that. You have to spend a lot of time in a courtroom to become a judge. She knows this.
Mm-hmm.
She knows this. And she worked her freaking ass off to get this position. You don't just fall into it. You don't just accidentally become an attorney. It's a very difficult thing to do. So why did she F it up like this?
She's I found her website. I'm not sure if this is for election, Judge Tracy Soderstrom. I don't know if she's up for election again or if this is just an old website that was never taken down. I don't know. I mean, it seems like a great way to commit career suicide over mm-hmm. something that you really don't need to put yourself out there on. It's just basic decorum of your job.
It says she's a constitutional advocate. Then how about upholding the people who are standing in front of you during this trial, upholding their rights as citizens to a fair and just court session?
Yeah.
And what the fuck is she doing?
Well, I think there's any case that she tries. What's interesting about this one is if you look at this case itself, there was lesser charges that the individuals who are being tried for got. Does that mean it's going to go? Does it go back to trial, even though it worked in the favor of the defendant?
It's a good question.
You know, that would be double jeopardy. I don't think you can actually do that over someone else's misconduct. Had he been found guilty in first degree murder, you certainly have a case right here for a mistrial. But I don't know that it works the other direction when the defendant is freed, essentially, and for time served.
Is it like in football when the penalty is against the defense, but you just scored the touchdown as the offense and they just wave it off?
It's up to them to choose. You want to go try this again or you want to take the point? I think it's very much like that. But the Chief Justice of the Oklahoma Supreme Court recommending the removal of Judge Tracy Soderstrom January 3rd. Looks like it'll be the day, the judgment day, literally for the judge.
Literally.
We'll keep an eye on that here.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Cabin crew,
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, This is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.